All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten son, that whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus, hosted by myself, Pastor E, here on the Now Network, Not Our Will. Family, no matter how sinful or how broken you may be, I don't care what you just heard somebody say negative about you. I have encouraging words from you. Jesus loves you. And on top of Jesus loving you, Jesus wants you. And Jesus is able to transform your life. All you have to do is say yes. It doesn't matter what you've done, how you've done it, who you did it to, and who's talking about you. Jesus can forgive you of your sins, but you must repent. See, when Jesus forgives your sins, he heals your wounds. He changed the whole direction of my life. Oh, did I go personal? Yes, the righteousness of Jesus says I can walk not according to my flesh, but according to his spirit. And yes, the world, the flesh is wrong, absolutely wrong. Because following Jesus, if you're looking for a crown, if you're looking for a position or title or anything else like that, following Jesus simply involves sharing his love with others who need him. Oh, yes, the moment I met him, I'm not talking about church folks, and I'm a PK kid, so I grew up in church. Let's not talk about that. I'm not talking about going because my mama, my sister, my daddy went there. I'm saying when I met him personally on that Damascus Road, covered all of my attributes that were important to me. It took away all of the senses and the things that used to make sense, that I could see him one-on-one. From that day, all I could do was try to share somebody how much he could do the same for them and how much he loves each and every one of us without spot or blemish. Oh, we'll get to that one church moment later on. See, the moment you meet him, you get immediately the privilege to do the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. Not a sermon, not a program, not a song, but to tell everybody that you come in contact about him and his love. So at that point, you'll learn to lead people to Jesus, not to yourself. You'll learn to lead people to the cross, not yourself. You'll learn to lead into the responsibility of embracing the privilege to follow him. And at that point, oh my God, his great love is showered over me. His great love is showered over you. But then it is available to everyone. Stop thinking you're just so bad and so all that. It is our time to talk Jesus about being confident in him. Many of us do a lot of things we do just because of the people we hang with. One of the principles that we teach here on the Now Network is you are a product of your own environment. I'm not talking about where you grew up at. I'm not talking about the hood or where you came from, because I'm not what I used to be. But I didn't give away all the gifts God gave me. I still stand confident, because if I am a new creation in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, read the whole thing tonight. You say, well, I just read it again. Read it again. I'm going to read it again. See, I'm taking notes also so I can be obedient to the word of God, that if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things, fear, doubt, negativity are passed away. But behold, oh my God, all things become new again. Now, you know, I'm going to touch on that word new, because what is it? Something I didn't have to say it. I can feel in the spirit that at least 13 people said it. Something never, ever, ever been done before. And I am wanting to be confident in him that I can do it. I can make it until it arrives. I can wait on him and still be confident. I can do what I'm supposed to do and still be confident. I can go through my trials and my tribulations, which are automatic. Remember, Paul said, don't find it strange to go through. Go. That's one of our swish moments here on the Now Network. Swish. Don't call me. You better call me and say it came, but I will resist. Pray with me to continue to be strong in resisting. Oh, see, that's a effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous, confident man or woman. Yes, that's our subject tonight. Being confident like Jesus. I can tell you to be confident like me, or try to give you principles and examples and testimonies of others of how my confidence can look like is good enough for you. Ooh, I know that touched somebody right there. Because, see, my confidence is not of me. My confidence is in him. No longer do I rely on my own abilities, my own ways and thoughts or feelings or emotions, but I rely on him to be of excellence. Everything in excellence, what is it? Decent. Oh, I'm getting some hallelujahs in the spirit tonight. I heard five people say, and in order. Everything that we do when we are standing in the presence of God must be required to be. Oh, my God. Some people don't like this word. Mandatory to be in order. It's not up to me. It's not up to you, but it is holding accountable to us to be confident in him that we will be in order. Don't let the way, or you remember, you know you hear me say this all the time. It's not what you say, but how you say it. Don't always follow someone who just says it right and you can't see right. See, being confident. Minister Terry can say that is number, that is the first step in taking back what the enemy has stole. What was that? Tried to share that today. Nobody wanted to hear that. But don't you know that you have been robbed? You have been bamboozled? That you have been, taken advantage of? See, when you do not have the fullness of God, that means you are not in the right standing of confidence, because you never took back what was stolen. Before we can ever centralize a subject or get into a argument or a dialogue, we must be in order of one. That the same word of confidence that it means to me is the same word it means to you. See, here on the Now Network, we really practice that preaching, is that it's not our will, but it's the will of the Word of God. See, no matter what I say, as long, and I'm telling you, I know this. I have confidence in this, because I'm going to exemplify some confidence before we go into the confident. Oh, my God. I am confident in one thing, is that if I preach the word of God, I won't go wrong. So that means if you thought you were right, if you thought you this, if you wanted to get into that, and this, I know I stand right. I'm confident in that. Watch this. If I pray for you, and I believe it, I know, I am confident that it's done. Now you say, well, I'm still sick. You're not believing. You're not confident, because when two come together in agreement, you can see the manifestation of your hope to that thing. See, hope develops in the hope of God into your spirit, but now you must manifest your confidence to say, I never believed like this before. I never trusted like this before. But the one thing that's most important is most of us don't know what is to our advantage. See, to be in relationship with God is to now achieve perfect relationship. Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. See, perfect relationship is now starting to take on the characteristics of who you have a relationship with. Oh, look at some marriages. You've been knowing them all their life. Maybe your grandmother, your grandfather. You're like, y'all look alike. They by different mamas, different daddies, different families, completely in different countries and different across the world. But the more they spend time with each other, the more they start to resemble each other. Now, you say it's by their physical. I disagree. I think it's their spiritual that becomes so much agreed that everything else forms into one. Oh, my God. They didn't look like that when they got married. Go back to the wedding pictures. But the more time they spend with each other, I'm talking about in pure relationship, they start to really look like each other, because now their spiritual, which has more power than the physical. Who created the physical? Three of you got it right. Who created the physical? The spiritual, God. He said, God created us. He formed us into his image. Oh, my God. But we were still just miry clay sitting there in a mud pile. But he had took the craftsmanship of his artistry and made us look like he thought he looked. Oh, my God. In his image. But didn't nothing change until he breathed into me, until he breathed into you the life, oh, of his breath. Jesus. That I was filled with not a physical, but a spiritual. See, the physical was always here. But until the spiritual moved, it didn't come to life, because it was not a living soul until he breathed the breath of life. See, that confidence that God breathed the breath of life, that confidence that God called my name. I'm not looking for your name. He called my name. That confidence that he knew me before the foundation of this world. I don't know if you've ever looked how deep that is. How level breaking, how astronomical, how dimensional that is. That he knew you, my God, before the foundation of this world. He called your name. Don't you know that means purpose? Purpose to walk with him. Purpose to talk with him. See, you got to be confident in him to talk, walk, and believe in him. Now, as we touched on into this thing, what is touched on? Remembering God's goodness. As we touched on into this thing tonight, we say now my confidence resembles the same thing we've been talking about that's called faith. See, faith without works is dead. If you aren't confident to walk that is already done, you are wasting your time. If you want to tell me about something negative that I know is not about me, I will resist, because that has no room for someone who is confident. I love the confidence, because that is the starting level to regaining your birthright. You remember the story that you could get cheated out of your birthright, that it doesn't matter what you are today, but you were still called, and you still have an inheritance of your birthright. Oh, somebody got excited, jumped up in their chair and said, I'm going to get some silver and some gold. No, family. Those things will come when you learn to regain your birthright. Confidence being the most important is that it's a feeling of self-assurance, a feeling of self-trust, a feeling of self-reliance, a feeling of self-good, and then on top of that, a feeling of self-faith. Now you say, well, wait a minute. We're talking about confidence in God. Well, God is already confident. So you have to learn to have the same feeling of the same assurance of the same confidence of God. See, it has to go to I love to call this transference of power. God sowed it. He breathed it in me. Most of us are still holding on to it and waiting for him to arrive at the end days. And no. See, when it's a transfer of power, me, I want my power to grow. You must give it back. I shared with someone several times in this past week. I really do know how to love. And someone said, how's that? Because I know that God first loved me. But I didn't stop there. I went into a full study, a full principle, a full lifestyle of now loving him back like he loved me. Oh, my God. See, I'm still not even including you in the equation. I'm not even putting your name on it, because it really does have nothing to do with you but God. Because when I learn and I respect and I honor the love that he had for me, I learn how to love him back. Oh, I give you my best. I have confidence that you trust me now. I have confidence that you believe in me now. Oh, yes, you know my heart. Yes, you know my, oh, because I give it to you all. And that's the true confidence that God is looking for us, a self-assurance. So you have to know that you not only have a physical DNA, but you have a spiritual DNA. And those things come from who? Christ. He says, watch this. Now, the Spirit lives where? In you. So now you can have the confidence and the trust in God, not in people. Remember Jeremiah 17 and 7. Write that down. Read that whole chapter. But that's trusting God. Jeremiah said, I trust in God, not man. Now my DNA can start to change. How do we do that? By taking back what the enemy has stole. Oh, yes, all of the confidence, all of the courage, all of the hope, all the belief, all the faith, and all the trust in God was stolen from you that you relied on somebody else. You didn't even go through the phases to learn how to be confident. You just trusted somebody, went by what somebody else did, instead of believing what has already been done. See, confidence isn't to leap off buildings. Confidence isn't to work so hard and burn yourself out to make all these physical accomplishments. Confidence is to walk as Christ with the same no condemnation spirit, with the same confidence in him that if it's God, it will be done. He never questioned. Even though he made that big sacrifice, oh my God, I don't know if anybody ever done that study on what it was, what was the cost for Jesus Christ to leave God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and come here by flesh. Even though he was still God in the flesh, he had to separate himself. He was in the midst of sin. Don't you know God will not tolerate contamination? God will not tolerate sin? But he was confident that his father would never leave him nor forsake him if he finished the work. The work to take back, to go to war for those that didn't deserve it, to go to war for people that still didn't understand it, to go to war for people and be confident that you still make it. Remember 2 Peter 3:18. It says, God is not slack to his promises. That means he's confident. God is not slack to his promises that we all will repent. That's confidence. We think confidence is just being haughty or being this or being right or being dead. Or no, confidence is that God is going to move in your life. Real confidence, talking Jesus right now. So if somebody on this broadcast tonight say, Pastor, you've been praying for that for 6 months for me, don't give up. Because I know that when I prayed it the first time, it was done. But when you get in line with my faith, the faith of a mustard seed, you could have that same faith. But your faith must believe in God and the confidence that he will do what he said he will do. See, that's taking back what the enemy said, because we was always dollars. We was always questioners. We was always fighting the system, whether it was in the world or whether it was in God. But today is the day that the Lord has made, that I must make a decision that my confidence will not be scaled by man. Because my confidence is no longer in man, but my confidence is in God. Not my will be done. Oh, you guys know I love. Oh, not my will be done, but the will of God. Oh, it's time to stop playing. It's time to get confident. And stay confident, because when you're confident, you got courage. Once you got courage, you got hope. Once you got hope, you got belief. Once you got belief, you got faith. Once you got faith, you got trust, and now you really are confident because you trusted the Lord with all your heart. Jesus. Where's your heart? Get off your chest, your mind. Every time that emotion comes up, oh, I trust in the Lord. Every time that doubt spirit comes up, it ain't in your belly. You talking about you guys in the indigestion. That's in your mind, that nervous coming from, because your body is reacting how your mind is feeling. Oh, my God. See, when we separate from being feelers and doers and become thinkers and let my mind stay confident, even though my body, you look at it and say, how can he say what he say? His body don't match up to it because it's up to my spirit. When God ready for the healing and the transformation of my body to come, he'll do that for his glory. But right now, my confidence is for my glory. Somebody better preach on that one. That's what my confidence is about. Not to look at myself and make judgment. Don't you remember when Job was going through and God had given permission for him to be? Job ran up to God and said, but God, why are you letting this happen to me? And God said, wait a minute, back up. Where was you when I did it all? Created the heavens and the earth. Where were you when I formed separated the waters from the land? Where was you when I said, let there be light? Come on, sit down, partner. And that's what most of us need to get in line, because it's not our business what God has already done, but what we need to do right now to show him he can trust us. He can be confident in us to follow him. Oh, yeah, confidence is if you desire to follow him. Take up your cross daily and follow him. Don't worry about the distractions across the street. Don't worry about the people with no respect. Don't worry about them. Don't even retaliate, because you are now saying, you know, not my will, but the will of God, because I know God is going to have his way. No sleepless nights. You're going to have worry all on you. Family can't even be at peace because people do what they're going to do. But is it up to you to make the judgment? Because that's no longer God's confidence. That's your confidence. You calling the shots now. You got back into the driver's seat. And guess what? It happens to me just like it happens to you. The one thing I'm getting better at is to resist getting back over there where I thought I was all that and I was doing that. Now, I want to say this very clearly for anybody who may have been on the broadcast earlier that I was invited to that does not know Pastor E. I'm just going to confess it once and that'll be done. Because if you're on the Now Network, you already know that about me. I ain't nothing. I'm the last on the totem pole. I don't think I'm nothing. I don't pretend to be anything. I don't promote myself as anything. But the one thing I do is I stand on the word of God, and I am confident in that. I will not compromise. I will not go backwards. I will not do what the namesayers do, but I will stand on the word of God in love. But I'm nobody. So if somebody thought I would, I'm no. I'm the last. I'm not the connection. I'm not the one. I'm not that. It may look like it, but don't always go by what you see. You may be picking that up, somebody, and saying, "He, I'm nobody." I'm just trying to tell you about somebody that can make you the person that he called you to be, who is everybody in him. Now, that's what I can do. And I can do that in confidence. Oh, my God. Confidence. Turn your Bibles to First John. We're going to read two scriptures here tonight. I'm going to open up the line so we can talk Jesus. That's what we do here on the broadcast. We want to hear from you. Boy, but they brought out confidence today, and then there were so many different opinions, and I can only believe in one opinion, the opinion of the word of God. So that's where I go to rely on when I need to check myself, and I need to be in line with the benefits of confidence in God. But watch what he says in 1 John chapter 3. This is in verse 22. He says, and whatever we ask. Now, we're talking group stuff here, okay? Because at this point, we all have to have grown on our own. This lesson, if you have not accomplished it on your own, I tell you to remove yourself out the weak. Jesus. I'm being real here tonight on Let's Talk Jesus. It's a time that those of us have put in the work, stand together, and do not allow anything that will take us away from what we're supposed to do. We still love. We still pray. We still give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. But it's time for those of us that really, really believe that we can walk on water because we are following him. Those of us that believe that when we pray, it is done. We really need to be together in believing in the confidence that is in him. And whatever we ask we receive from him because we keep his commandments. See, we're doing this thing together now because we learned how to do it on our own. We keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So we get together and there's no longer me or no longer you. We all trying to decrease so he could be first. It's all of us saying less of us and more of you so you get the glory. No matter whose name is we don't need a program. Let's just go do the work. No matter who's first or who's last, we just go do the work. But the work must be in agreement of we, because I've done the work. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Somebody said, well, I don't get that right now. Here, I'm going to give you the commandment. Go to Mark chapter 12. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Here, let me give you the commandment. We're going to make it real, real plain and simple. You know the story. I'm not going to go through it. But in chapter 12, verse 28, it came to a point when all the trickery questions that were trying to put Jesus in a corner to make it say blasphemy and all this. They sent up one who just been sitting back in the back listening. And he figured he came up with the right question, that there was no way but to fail. Watch this. Chapter 12 of Mark, verse 28. It says, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment? Oh, see, now we know we're going back to the law of Moses, and they're trying to get him with what there was proof of. Okay, now watch this. Then one of the scribes came and having heard the reasoning, together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered them, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. Come on, we need the whole group to listen. The whole group. Watch this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God collectively is one. And you, see, now you got to switch over. See, remember I told you that transference of power? You got to get out of power of you. Get out of the power of group, excuse me. And know that God is one. He's the same God to me as he is to you. He's no respecter of person. What he does for me, he'll do for you. If you think you see something in me that you want, you can get it from God when you give God what he wants, your best. Anything you see, you can have it if God desires for you to have it. You must know today that you were beautifully made by God, not just me, because I'm here and I'm doing this. You got the same responsibility I do. You just got to do the work to do it and say, I am ready to follow Jesus. That is the message. You are God's greatest miracle. Won't you start telling yourself that? Start walking into that. Stop listening to the old voices that's still stuck in your head saying you're ugly, you're no good, you're fat, you're this, you're that, you're that. Bind that word, put it under your foot, and speak a word of life into yourself. So now you, watch this. Oh, my God. Oh, you got to learn to give it to him all. He says that, and you shall love the Lord, your God. Oh, remember I said, make it personal. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first. See, you want a commandment? This is the first. God deserves your all. Nothing about you belongs to anyone but God. And you have to dedicate it to him because that's the first commandment. Oh, Jesus. He's about to help somebody tonight. But watch this. He goes down. He says, and then I'm going to read that again. And Jesus answered him, first of all, the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. Oh, my God. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Remember I told you, you can't love your neighbor until you perfect loving God. If you don't have confidence that you really know how to love, then you loving wrong. Oh, somebody going to get hurt. Somebody going to be upset. You may be in a situation where you think you are being loved. If it's not by them loving God with their all first and then exemplifying it through their actions that they have learned how to love God back with their all. See, that's a spirit of humility. That's a spirit of willing to take the back seat. That's the spirit of willing to let someone go first. That's the spirit of knowing that it's not my will, but the will of God. Oh, Jesus. But that I can love my neighbor as I love myself. But watch this. You shall love your neighbors yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Now, why would he end it there? Well, because there's some other commandments. But if you perfect loving God the way he loved you and you love God back that way and then can prove that you love your neighbor as yourself, you won't murder, you won't kill, you won't lie, you won't cheat, you won't do any of the other commandments because you have perfected the two that are great, the greatest to God. And they all involve with love. And that's confident that you walk in love. Oh, yes, that begins with repentance. You can't start the game if you haven't ended the game. See, the game is the world. You must end the game by repenting. And now putting those things behind you without from the past by repenting and believing and now forgiving. Because now when I forgive, I can be forgiven. And now I stand confident in him. Not my will, but the will of God. Flip over to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And we're going to open the lines up after this. Let's talk Jesus. Confident like Jesus. When is now? 2 to 5 seconds. Excuse me, 2 to 5 seconds. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. Okay, I bet your him better be the same him I'm talking about. That's Jesus. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Oh, that's a confidence. You mean, Pastor, you weren't lying when you say you believe every prayer you had for me? Yes, I do. I'm just waiting on the phone call with the report. If I've ever prayed with you, because you know I don't pray for nobody, I have no power, but I have faith that can believe and pray with you. If I've ever prayed with you, don't you know I'm just waiting on a phone call for you to tell me, it's here. I finally got the same faith as you. I'm waiting on that phone call, y'all. Oh, but somebody going to call me tomorrow. Tonight, wait a minute, somebody going to call me tonight because they just broke down and say, you mean that's a level of faith I got to have? Pastor, I believe like you. Bam, the other phone going to ring. You're going to say, Pastor, I got to take this call. And it's going to be the one you've been waiting on, calling you with the answer you've been waiting on. But your bottleneck is you. You ain't confident in the prayer. You ain't confident in him. Oh, Jesus. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. See, you got to get out your will, family. Some of the things you asked him for ain't got nothing to do with him. It got a lot to do with you. The things I asked got nothing to do with me. I have to separate myself. I have to get intentional. I have to get a lifestyle. Jesus, that says him first. He has to have the best from me. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that. Wait a minute. Some people still out there waiting around saying, I don't know. You better know. We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. And I'm going to tell you the biggest ingredient. It, because it wasn't your will, but it was the will of God. It was the will of God. Come on, talk Jesus. Be confident in him. Talk Jesus. Let him be the source of your everything. Talk Jesus. Say, I'm going to take back my birthright. I'm going to get my confidence. I'm going to get my courage. I'm going to get my hope. I'm going to get my belief. I'm going to get my faith, because I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. I don't care what you're doing. I'm going to get mine together. So when you do get it together, we'll be on one accord together. Oh, my God. Confident in him that when we ask anything according to his will, we receive it. Is there somebody out there tonight that is ready to receive not what you wanted, but what God has for you? You must believe so you can receive not on the outside. You can receive the power to go through and to wait on the Lord and to press through oppositions. But then you can achieve the hard work, being in the right place at the right time, answering the right phone calls, doing what God has called you to do. So now you can achieve it, not in your name, but in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Come on. The confidence in Jesus. The lines are ready to be open. Dial one right now, and we'll get you into the queue. Here on this broadcast, Let's Talk Jesus, live here on the Now Network. If you are listening online through our link that we may have sent out to you, for you to respond, you can go to our chat room, which is not open, but we can open it for you. But we encourage you to dial 319-527-6173, dial one, so we can talk to you live here on the Now Network. Minister Charlene, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Hey, how you doing, great brother?
Okay, I seen that 619. Now, this is Ali. I got two people in San Diego. Ali, what's up, brother? Let's talk Jesus.
Man, I'm listening to you, and I ain't going to even say nothing because you didn't say it all. So sometimes we just got to be quiet and let what's been said through the Spirit of the Most High, through you, just go out there and resonate and energize and vibrate without somebody else opening up their mouth. So I'm going to be quiet, brother, and you said it all. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to end it there. We're going to end it with a worship song. And I want to share that. Just listen. Don't hang up. I know everybody can say, okay, he's done teaching, that we can go. No, don't hang up. Listen to the words of this song, because trusting in God is knowing what you were created for. God bless you, man. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I honor you. But I thank God for a relationship with you. Hallelujah.
You created me
to worship.
Oh, yeah. not create me to worry.
Come on, somebody, sing it tonight.
You did not create me to fear.
But you created me.
But you created me to worship. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in
family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.